SNAP started 11 years ago, Declan. Five sets of parents came together, each of them with a child with special needs, and we realised that there was no services or support for parents or families of people with special needs. What's unique about SNAP is that SNAP is open to all special needs. It's not just for Down syndrome, or it's not just for spina bifida, it's for all needs. So the five sets of parents got together, they organised a meeting, and from there SNAP was formed. I came up with the name. I had a few different names like SNIP and SNAP, but my husband didn't appreciate the first one, so we went with SNAP, and it has gone from strength to strength, yeah. Thank God. And it's really a support for parents and families of people with special needs, as I said. But we organise activities for the children. We organise respite breaks for the families. We organise relaxation nights for the parents. We organise information nights, like financial wellbeing information nights for the parents. When you have a child with a special need, when you go to go do a will, it's a completely different scale than if you had, you know, the normal run-of-the-mill will. There's certain conditions that have to be put in. So we've done all this, and all of it is totally voluntary. Always has been. Never a penny taken in expenses or anything else, which I've a huge thing about anyway. Yep. But, so it's all been done, and it really has really transformed the lives of children in Loud.
So SNAP started in Dundalk.
In Dundalk, in our kitchen. We had a meeting with different people, different families we met in the HSE, and then we had a meeting up in the Malt House on the Dublin Road to see was there a level of interest. Yeah. And that night about 50 people turned up and a committee was formed. And after 10 years of fundraising, we did strategic plan along the way, and after 10 years of fundraising last year, we eventually got our own premises down in Blackthorn Business Park where the kids can do all their activities, and they absolutely love it.
Yeah, I suppose, when you find yourself in a situation, if you have a child with special needs, that it can be a lonely place.
Absolutely.
To be, that how did I get here? I was doing a little bit of background and sort of looking at it, and the website is very informative. It's www.snapireland.com, is it?
.net.
Yeah. And, I mean, I suppose some of the salient questions are, why me? What did I do to deserve that? Deserve this? Where, you know, who do I go to? The fear of the unknown. So it's very much, it seems to be very much a support.
Absolutely, that's the questions that every one of us as parents of children with special needs have asked ourselves from the initial diagnosis. Myself personally, within 2 hours of Rachel being born, we were told she had Down syndrome, and the first thing I asked the paediatrician was, who's going to look after her when I die?
That's
the first thing. So every parent of a child with special needs has all their worries and concerns that you don't normally have with for want of a better word, mainstream children. Yeah. So there's different stages of grief and acceptance and everything else. What's unique about SNAP is there's great organisations like Down Syndrome Now With Me, the Spina Bifida, all them different organisations which are great, but SNAP is all needs. There's very rare conditions that that some of the children in SNAP have, which is great, because they wouldn't have a branch like Louth Meath Down Syndrome or Louth Meath Spina Bifida, you know. So it's great in that way that children that could be isolated are not isolated.
So you have the interaction of the children with other children with disabilities.
Yeah.
And you also have the parents who can interact, because there's a common cause there, and there's support there. And a lot of the time with you know, with difficult situations, people, and I'd see it there in some walks, like, that people maybe might need just a little bit of moral support.
Absolutely. And also with SNAP, there's siblings. Siblings are invited to all the events, because what we find, the children with special needs have so many appointments to go to that the siblings can sometimes be left behind. So it's very important that the siblings are included, and we do include the siblings. We have sibling workshops as well, and they have a fun day in the premises on their own once every 6 weeks or whatever, with just other siblings, not with the child with special needs. So, listen, SNAP has really transformed my life. I've always been involved with the community anyway. I'm involved with all the community clubs and everything else, and the hurling clubs that the children are involved with. And I've always fundraised and I've always been involved. But SNAP really has made a difference in a good way, in a positive way, for the children with special needs in this area.
Very good. And is, we have SNAP, and is it all over Ireland, or is it?
No, we have a SNAP in Louth, there's a SNAP in Monaghan, and there's a smaller SNAP in Cavan. They're just starting to get on their feet.
Okay.
But each of them have their own rules.
Just like that, Maeve. Just Maeve, what kind of program is done with? What kind of programs are done with the children? Then, is there special programs for them? Like, you know,
whatever programs will interest the children, John. Like at the moment, they're doing yoga. Some of the other children are doing art and craft. Some of the other children are doing clay modelling. We're looking into horticulture. We're looking into cookery classes. They do an art summer camp. They do a music therapy camp at Easter. Anything that the children are interested in and that will benefit the children, we do.
Swimming seems to be, that's a good pastime.
Swimming is brilliant, even for, like, Rachel has Down syndrome, so she'd very low muscle tone when she was born. So swimming was brilliant as a physiotherapy session for her, because, as we all know, therapies on the ground are very few and far between. So we try our best to do therapies with our children through swimming, etc., things like that.
And going back to the start, so what was your role when it started? Like, were you?
Well, sure, we were jack of all trades. Like, I knew nothing about special needs 12 years ago. Rachel was 12 in February. I absolutely knew nothing about special needs, but I'm telling you, you're a fast learner when you take a child home that's true fed. So I've done everything. I'm only after handing over the chairperson role to a brilliant girl, Angela Kerrigan, there about 2 weeks ago at her AGM. So I've gone from chairperson to secretary to fundraiser to you name it, I've done it. You know, organiser of events, you name it, I've done it. And I'm not just saying me, like other parents have been involved, etc., etc. You have to be active in SNAP because we're not government funded, we're all parents. You have to be active, you have to help organise events, you have to organise the table quizzes. We have a table quiz coming up now on Friday week on the 22nd in McGill's, and if anybody would like to come and support us, that would be absolutely brilliant, because we depend on fundraising to do all these events for the children.
Yeah, I think the Lions Club have had, we've had a bit of interaction with SNAP.
Yes, the Lions Club have been very good to us, Declan, over the years, supported us in different ways. The recentest one is they've donated iPads to the children with less communication than some of the other children, and we use them in the SNAP premises, and we're really thankful for you for doing that.
Yeah, it's a programme, in fairness, that a couple of the lads have been very, John and Tig have been very heavily involved in.
I think we gave you two iPads, is that right?
I think
that
two,
that was early last year, something else.
Yeah, and then we may have got an additional one, John.
Have they been used? I mean, like, are they? I know they're used because I've seen them being used in the autism centre, but I mean, are they used in the SNAP?
They're used in the SNAP, now not as much. We try and do hands-on-hand thing like art and that and clay and all that, but they are used at times to keep the children amused. We've movie nights as well for the children, and some of the children mightn't be interested in the movie nights, or mightn't have the attention, so they go over to the beanbags. And
but I just, Maeve, you said you're not funded by government funded or anything else.
No.
So everything that you, it's all to do with fundraising, so locally and...
No, absolutely.
Know.
The people of Dundalk and Louth have been absolutely brilliant, and we couldn't have survived without them. We don't get one single cent from the government. Now, we did get lottery grants over the years, and we did different things with the children. The children do horse riding as well. So we did get lottery grants over the years to do things like that. But every single cent that we have raised, every single cent has been put into the premises and put into the children and put into activities for the children.
Yes.
So just maybe we'll kind of wrap you up in a couple of minutes, but just Maeve, tell us about this planned fundraising night you have in McGill's again, because people will, when is it on again?
It's Friday the 22nd of May at 8:30 in McGill's, and
hopefully it'll be packed.
Hopefully it'll be packed out. We've tickets on sale. I think it's a table of 4 for 40. Don't kill me, Angela, if I'm wrong there. But and we'll have lots of spot prizes. It's actually a social night for the parents as well, to get out and have a bit of crack and leave the children, you know, with the babysitter, and just, you know, leave special needs off the agenda for a night and just have a bit of crack, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if people want to donate or anything, there's no...
Yeah, or if they'd like to give a spot prize or anything, we'd really appreciate it.
Okay, and they can contact... How can they contact you?
Yeah, they can contact me. My details
are everywhere.
Well, they're everywhere, but yeah, they're on the Louth County Council website.
Okay.
That's my number.
Okay, that's fine. And then there's also, if they want to...
The radio station, if they needed to.
Or the radio station, exactly.
Or there's, it's info@snapireland.com. .net.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to do something there.
Declan, I was just when you were talking there about the will, I was wondering, because you actually, on your website, you have a section about making a will, and I was saying, why was that relevant at all, you know?
Yeah. It's so important.
I actually didn't, you know,
Well, people don't realise, you see, John, you don't get a manual when you have a child with special needs of all the challenges that you're up against. And making a will is a huge challenge because Rachel has Down syndrome, therefore she's classed as having an intellectual disability. Therefore, she's not entitled to be included in our normal will. We have to make a trust fund for her to make sure she gets her equal share among her siblings,
and
we had
your Rachel above with us just before Christmas. She was doing packing to all the...
She was
brilliant.
I met Rachel by accident last Monday evening.
Yeah.
Rachel,
look, people have the wrong impression of children with special needs. I'm definitely a better person for having Rachel, and Rachel has far more ability than people give her credit for. Mm. And every child with special needs has far more ability, and all they deserve is a chance.
She's a fantastic kid. And in fairness, the whole lot of the rest of them. Your husband's after texting in there about my joke. He says, Dempsey, that's an absolute sick joke about the crow. Har, har, har. So anyway, Maeve, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate you took time.
You're
a very busy evening. It's fantastic to have you on. You've always been a friend of the club.
Oh, and the Lions Club has always been a friend to Snap.
And vice versa. And we'll continue with that. So thank you very much, Maeve.
Thanks, Declan. Okay.